Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Ramsey.
Nope.
How are you?
That's the credit guru guy, Dave Rampage.
Dave Rampage.
This is a radio show.
I am on a roll.
We are live.
Thanks for pointing out all my deficiencies
here. Dave Rampage.
We could have just rolled right into the Ramsey thing.
Executive
and
green carpet cleaner.
How about just Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Dave's not here.
How's it going?
Dave.
You got a new machine, Dave.
We do. A couple of them, actually.
Let's tell you. I've never seen you so animated. And I've known you for about 20 years.
Yeah.
I've never seen you as animated with you explaining this new machine. So you've got 5 minutes before the break, about 3 minutes before the break. We'll pick it up on the other side. Why is this machine so exciting? What is it?
Yeah. What is it? It's actually been a long time coming. It started with a big wash floor. We've got a 1,000-square-foot wash floor to wash the rugs. Also, we've got a wash table. It's a huge machine that basically has brushes on it, and you can made for the rugs. And we could set the pressures on it. So if we have a delicate rug, you know, we could be gentle or we could be aggressive if we need to. And it's just so much more thorough. Then it's got squeegees on the back end of it, so it'll completely wash the rug. And the rug's at eye level, so we can back it up if we need to scrub it more in certain areas. And then it goes through and it rolls up the rug for you. And then after that, it goes into a centrifuge, which is like a big, super fast spinning dryer. And you stick it in there, and the rug is soaking wet when it goes in, and it comes out about as dry as if we steam cleaned it.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's really a neat process. Really super thorough.
So sounds like one of those things at the health clubs where you put your shorts in. And
there you go. That's right. For a big, huge rug.
Yeah.
So you guys will pick those up and then do that and drop them off?
And it's another thing, too. Like right now, what we're doing is if you need help, we'll pick the rug up. Take the furniture off, pick the rug up, roll it up, take it out. And when we bring it back, we'll put it back down for you. So easy, no hassle for you at all.
Yeah, how long does that take usually, the process from pickup, washing it, and delivery?
So I would say 1 to 2 weeks. Okay. Most times 1 week.
Okay.
But occasionally there's, you know, if there's issues with the rug or something like that.
Do you give them a temporary rug in the meantime? Like just so you don't feel totally naked?
Actually,
just
that's a temporary rug? That's a good time to clean up the wood floor.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The wood floor, the tile floor. Because you'll clean any flat surface.
We do that.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
that's
do
amazing.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You did wood floor cleaning as well.
We do.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So a lot of times when we pick up the rugs, they'll have us clean the floors also.
That's brilliant.
What about tile? You guys tile?
We do tile and grout. Sweet.
Grout. Grout's a nightmare, huh?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's, you guys
help. It can be fun.
So many people when they sell their home need that because grout just is so hard to keep, to maintain.
Yeah, but it's
especially
amazing
grout,
difference
right?
on the grout.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So when you clean that.
Yeah.
You guys helped a loyal listener with natural stone. I know you don't love natural stone, but at the same time, I mean, she was getting quotes for like $6,000.
I remember that one. Wasn't that like a bathroom?
Don't sign that. Like, let's call Executive Green. You guys came in like a fraction of the call. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So
that's great.
Awesome. Yep.
Yep. Which means you have to raise your prices, Dave. That's what's
Yeah, well, unfortunately, prices have gone up. Well, I mean, with all this inflation and everything.
Since COVID, all prices have gone up.
We try really hard to keep it affordable for everybody.
So you've made a decision with your right hand, with the CEO of the company, Kelly Mickley.
Yes.
Kicked out of that chair to offer a special to our listeners for the show, which is to
So any area rugs, we're giving 25% off.
Wow,
nice.
Mm-hmm. That is, and how do you price that?
Yeah, I was going to ask what's a typical price.
Yeah,
so that's better for Kelly.
Okay, got it.
Smart answer.
Yeah, go to
the expert. Yeah,
right. I know the technical stuff, but I really don't get into the pricing that much.
Typical size that you see, is it 10x10? Is it 10x20?
We see everything from 5x7 up to, you know, there's 15x20.
Yeah, I was going
to
say 15x20 is probably the biggest rug I've seen.
Is that the largest that can your machine handle it?
The machine can handle about that size.
15x20 is the max.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's pretty big. I mean, I feel 8x10 at my clients' houses, like 8x10, 10x12.
Yeah, 8x10 is a good 10x12, 9x12. Those are typical sizes. Yeah.
That would be great for people who are getting ready to sell their home just to give it a fresh smell from like the kid and animal goo.
Well, and all the other floors, right?
Yeah.
So, like, not.
Yeah, everything.
Like, absolutely. I mean, most companies are probably just going to come in there, clean the floor, and be like, here's your rug back.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, no, I want to clean the rug and clean the floor.
Exactly.
Yeah, so right. Do you like just steam the grout, or how does that, how do you guys do that?
Well, we use our truck mounts. So we do use, it's hot water. It's not really steam. And okay. It's obviously not a lot of water.
Okay.
And then we have tools, special tools that'll agitate. Just like we do on carpet and everything else,
okay.
But made for the wood floors. And then we have a special tool that's attached to the truck to extract the water. So there's not a lot of water that ever goes into the wood.
Okay.
Well,
but it's not harmful.
And don't you guys also clean furniture?
We do.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, we do.
Perfect for
pretty much anything.
Oh my gosh!
Home.
Yeah, I mean, right. With a mom with a toddler, like yes, please.
Oh my
god!
Yeah. Yeah,
everything in my house is ruined.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why we don't have nice stuff.
Yeah, that's like embarrassed.
We love kids.
I don't even care. Yeah, sorry for the ketchup stain. Sorry for this. Sorry for the glue on the wall. It's gonna.
Will you give the kid a once over while you're there?
Yeah,
no problem.
I got a 3-year-old that.
I don't know if you can clean that. That's a mess.
Phone number. We got to hit the newsroom here.
630-990-8600.
All right, this is Homesteading Chicago. Thanks for being excited. Are you going to stay, or are you going to be replaced by your beautiful
I'm going to
be
replaced. Kelly's better than me.
You're great.
I know you did great.
Kelly's just better.
Yeah, we're way late.
I know what you're talking about.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, talking more carpets after the break. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Kleppen, it's all yours, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. Told you during breakfast this morning, Jeremy had center guard out of my house.
Yeah.
Great job.
Oh, they're phenomenal.
Why am I not invited to these breakfasts?
I feel like,
what is happening?
Everybody's
invited. First of all, we can't say everybody's invited.
I called you Thursday to talk to you about something, left a message to call me. And
but then Vanessa emailed.
Sarah, you showed up here at like 10:04.
Okay. details. Let's not get ahead of yourself, Jeremy.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I had to do my hair.
Obviously.
Have you seen this
phenomenal.
Hair? Thanks.
I love it.
Thanks.
It looks so good. But yeah,
how about next time I get an invite? How about we all do?
That's fine.
Yeah, how about that?
I love breakfast. 8:30, Egg Harbor.
Egg Harbor on Illinois. You're all welcome.
Get the everyday you're brusseling. It is.
We get the skillet.
It is phenomenal.
Dave's treat. I'm assuming.
Jeremy and I alternate.
Oh, there we go.
Roy did flip the bill accidentally one time.
Accidentally. But we figured out you order the sunny side up eggs
on the side.
Oh,
yeah. You get 3 of them. I get it with jalapenos because I like things a little spicy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here's the trick: if you get it on the skillet, the sunny side up eggs start cooking.
Yeah.
And all the goodness of the yolk goes away.
Yeah, you need the ooey gooey.
Yeah,
so you get them on the side.
Yeah.
And then you slowly flip them. And then you pop them quickly so the goodness of the yolk goes through the
skillet.
It's very scientific.
We were just talking on break about like the benefits of this show and the life lessons that you learn. And there's another one. How about that?
What is this breakfast again, David?
It's the Brusselin skillet.
Yeah, every day you're Brusselin.
Every day is Brusselin.
Egg Harbor. What street is that?
Don't tell people. Okay.
We get to sit outside in the summertime.
It's on Illinois. You got cauliflower rice, Brussels sprouts, little bacon, some cheese, and you get three sunny side up eggs on the side.
So it's healthy and delicious.
It's so good.
We're invited.
Yeah, and you're invited.
You guys are welcome.
I'm in.
If you would have called me back on Thursday, I would have invited you.
We were talking about Center Guard, and their service is just phenomenal. Do you want to tell your story?
Dan came out to my house, fixed a toilet that the builder's plumber said can't be fixed. That's just the way it is.
This is wild.
This guy pops off the lid, did whatever he did.
He's tankless toilet.
Tankless toilet. I hated. Now I like it because now it stopped running.
Well, sure.
Okay. So Dan's like, you're missing parts.
Yeah.
And the thing's not connected.
I'm like, brilliant.
Okay. Well, that would do
way
it.
Way to go, builder. So, wow. What about the paint in the tanks?
And then my daughter's tank had paint in it. That's why it wouldn't seal.
Oh, geez.
So I thought I needed new gaskets or whatever, which I didn't.
No.
But he went down there and he pulled out paint, some painter. Wasn't my build. My builder's a good builder.
Okay.
The painter that he hired somehow poured paint in the tank of my daughter's toilet.
Isn't that wild?
And he's like, unless you have paint in your water, which I don't think you do.
Not possible.
Wow.
Well, when you'd wash your dishes, you'd have
paint
on them. Yeah. Yeah, so you so probably don't have paint
out,
in your dishes.
This guy, Dan, hell of a nice guy, three fingers full of white paint.
That's wild.
So I sent the picture to my builder. I'm like, hey, I think you should know this.
Yeah.
What the hell your painters are doing?
It was a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick cleanup.
Friday afternoon. What the hell? Where do we put this extra? Put it in the tank.
We got to get out of here.
Just flush out.
These idiots will never. Yeah, they put it in the tank because you don't want to put it in.
Of course.
In the toilet because you'll leave marks.
Yeah, but you're still. Do they realize that water goes into the toilet bowl? Like, are they confused by how that works? I mean, that's
I'm just telling you,
would work better, and I still don't recommend that.
These guys at center guard are phenomenal.
They are phenomenal.
So I just want to let you know. First hand, Kelly, we're going to come back after the break because I didn't think this thing was going to go so long. But we're going to talk about pricing, I promise, after the break. Kelly McLee from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning coming up next. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's one of my standard jokes during the credit enhancement empowerment seminars, which we're having one via Zoom on the 22nd of this month. You can go to 56david.com/credit to register. It's free, only spots for 300 people. Zoom call at 7 o'clock at night till about 7:45, and we'll stay there and answer as many questions as possible. 56david.com/credit. Kelly Mickley, let's talk about pricing. Your dad was in here augafawed over. Again, have you ever seen him talk that much on the radio?
He was so happy.
So excited.
So
it's like a dream has come through.
Kid
it's
in
like
a candy shop.
Kid at Christmas time opening up his new carpet cleaning machine. So let's talk pricing, right? Mm-hmm. What's the investment? 5x7, 10x10, 10x15, whatever the heck. How do you measure? Is it square foot? Is it per yard? I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah, so we go by the square foot per rug. Right now, we're charging $3.50 a square foot, but then we're offering the 25% off on top of that. Free pickup and delivery. So we do not charge for any pickup or delivery. And like Dave was saying, we will take furniture off the rug, roll it up, and then when we deliver, we'll also put it back in place and then, you know, put your furniture back for you.
You're officially the boss.
I guess
we don't like that title.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, you officially run the company. He's your dad.
Mm-hmm.
But he works for you.
Wow.
How does that work?
I mean, I like to say that we're all like partnership, group effort.
That's not what you said during the last week.
There's a lot of us in the family. So it's not just me and him. It's my husband, my brother, sister-in-law. Right. So we all have a part in it.
You all one big happy family.
Yeah. Yep.
And how many? So Sarah was mentioning during the break about the importance of, well, why don't you bring up the importance of a clean home and all that.
Oh, other. Yeah. I just think that people don't realize that you can have a professional like yourself come in and do the upholstery cleaning.
Yes.
I think that like kids and animals, just even and adults, just have wear and tear on these things. Mm-hmm. And it can make such a difference having that done with presentation, with smell, with everything.
Yeah, you don't realize sometimes how salvageable something is. Yeah. We'll clean something and they're like, oh, I don't have to replace it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you just have to get it clean and it's a fraction of the investment.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think my clients, when they look at their carpets, like, well, I did an at-home Bissell. I'm like, it's not the same.
No,
it's a completely different experience.
Yeah, our trucks are over $100,000. Probably $150,000 per, you know, truck,
like,
and they're
cool
custom
equipment.
Built from Salt Lake City, Utah, and we invest in the best. Honestly, we have a great system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
purified
that's great.
Water. And, and here's the deal: the water. I know because they do our homes.
Do you drink it too?
On the way out.
That doesn't make any sense.
On the way going to the carpet, I'll drink it.
Good.
Coming back with what it's picking up,
no way.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You want me to draw you a picture?
I do. Okay. I would love a picture.
So. And the best part about it is when they do your carpet or your upholstery or your, you know, couches and leather recliners, whatever you have, it's essentially dry right away.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have to wait like 17 hours and overnight It's dry to the touch, and you could walk on it right away.
Wow.
Yeah, dry times are very quick. Yeah, because, like I said, the machines were sucking out so much more, not only the dirt, but also the moisture and the water, and it does dry a lot quicker.
Well, that's great.
I remember back in the day getting wet socks for like a week.
Right, yeah.
And then it just smells like mildew.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. You're right.
Kids with allergies.
Yeah.
Big thing right now. Huge. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, whatever the reasons there are.
Yeah.
Seem to be a lot more kids having some type of immune challenge of any way, shape, or form. This helps with that as well because you're not putting toxins and chemicals down. It's all green products.
Yeah, that's a major concern of a lot of our customers. They ask, is it safe for my pets? Is it safe for the kids? And yes, everything that we use, you don't have to worry if you have any sensitivities yourself. You have any pets and kids allergies, anything like that. It's very, very safe.
Not emotional sensitivities, Jeremy, because Jeremy's like, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, I don't know if I could have you in my house all the time.
But it's all green. It's all healthy. Mm-hmm. And again, the marketability of a home that doesn't have a man smell, right?
Yeah.
Or boy smell. Yeah, or like hockey.
14-year-old teenage shoe.
He's got four boys.
Oh, man, like, there's a different funk in our house.
It's just teenage boy
two
smell.
Dogs.
Or
totally.
Two dogs, cats, whatever you've got.
Makes a huge impact. And actually, I have a condo in Barrington right now under contract, and it fell through because one of the neighbors smoked, and we did not know what to do.
Way.
And yeah, it is. And it was, like, when you were asking about the walls, I mean, it was in the walls, but it was solid surface flooring, but the rug machine you were saying, there was a rug in there. And I think that people don't realize how much that can absorb the smell.
Yes.
So, you know, taking that out and cleaning it, all of those things make such a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, and anytime that you light like incense or candles or anything like that and it oversmells, it's kind of like, what are you guys trying to cover up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's that many air fresheners.
Exactly.
Why?
Yeah.
What does it cost to do one room, two rooms, three rooms? I mean, what is our listener, what type of investment are the listeners looking at if they want to, after the summer, you've had a lot of traction in there, a lot of
sand, dirt, everything.
Well, yeah, just, you know, just a lot of
traffic.
Living.
Traffic.
I knew it began with a T in track. Yeah. TRA, okay.
Oh,
I got the first three.
I got the TRA, right.
I couldn't get the FIC.
Okay.
All right, so you got a lot of traffic through your house. You're looking to get ready for the, you know, the winter. You just want to do a deep dive clean after the summer. What are we looking at?
So it depends on the square footage. We go by areas. And, of course, we'll walk you through the questions when you call us. But to give an idea, basically, if you're looking at what we consider to be one or two areas, it'd be about $120.
Okay.
And then three is about $180.
Average.
So reasonable.
It's ludicrously affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you guys do upholstery, how do you guys figure out how to charge by that?
So that is going to be specific to the piece.
Okay.
So it's not by really, like some people say, I have a 6 foot long sofa. We don't go by that. It's, does it seat three people? You know, if
Got
it's
it.
A sectional, how many people does it seat? And does that's
it,
how we price it.
Does it matter what material it's made out of?
No.
Okay. Wow. That's
leather,
good to know.
Leather.
No, we'd
leather,
price
cloth,
it. Leather
cloth.
Has its own category for pricing.
Got
but
it.
Yeah, but we do it.
Mm-hmm. That's, it's the workmanship. Forget about it.
Yeah.
It's, they come in, they bring their tank, they bring their truck, they back it up, they got the door, they take care of everything. You did our home during COVID.
Yeah.
We sold our home during COVID. It was August of 2020.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. We're upstairs having Thai food because we all thought we were going to die.
Right?
Okay? Thai food and 80 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And I went to Woodman's and got the 14-pound jars of peanut butter. My wife's like, what's with all the peanut butter? I'm like, we don't know when we're going to be able to get out of here. I swear to God, we're upstairs in one of our bedrooms having Thai food. Your husband and your brother are down in my first floor cleaning everything so we could get ready to list it. And because, you know, everybody thought we were good. He thought we were crazy.
Oh, it was pretty scary.
My wife's like, I don't want anybody in the house. I'm like, we need to clean. They're coming in.
Yeah.
She's like, where are we going to go? We got all these rooms.
Yeah.
Pick a room.
We're going to eat Thai food in our bedroom. I just wonder, like, how long did that smell stay in there?
No. Yeah, that's like, what I'm thinking. Did they do that floor as well?
Yeah, I hope.
Well, we pay extra for the unstinky Thai food.
That's not a thing.
And we got a guy. We got a guy.
I know you got a guy.
He does a nice job. Yeah. All right, for our listeners who want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach out to?
So you can reach us at 630-990-8600, or our website is wgnclean.com.
All right, we're going to come back with Jack Arnold on an electric who's been sitting here. ready to go. He hasn't passed out yet, Jeremy.
Yeah, which not
is
yet.
A, which is great. A good sign.
He seems excited.
He's very excited. Tile floor. Do you go to Northwest Indiana? Yes or no?
We do go to Indiana. Yes.
Okay. All right. There you go, 219. We're going to have Kelly reach out to you or Dave reach out to you before the end of the show. 312-981-7200. That was a texter from the 219. Sorry. Let's clarify that. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Holmes and Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And when we come back, Jack Arnold from Arnold Electric.